Welcome back to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. I find myself in a room full of knights all of a sudden. We're very, very happy to have you guys here. Welcome, welcome. And if you've been listening to this, you know we've been having a great time here today, and we just invite all of you to call 614-459-4820 to become a sponsor of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio to perpetuate this fantastic work that's being done, and to engage, you know, to become, we've been talking about friendship. There are a lot of people here who would love to be your friend, so call in. And I have a new friend now in the studio with me, Patrick McCarthy. Patrick, welcome.
Kevin, thank you very much. It's a thrill to be here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. Our number is 614-459-4820. My name is Patrick McCarthy, and I'm from St. Joan of Arc Parish in Powell. St. Gabriel, through your partnership, is reaching out to new listeners in creative ways. We want to thank everyone who is listening to us right now, and we ask for your prayers and your pledges to this wonderful drive. Around the table with me today are several knights, starting with our state deputy, Kevin Miller.
Hey, Kevin.
Welcome.
St. Peter's Grand Knight, Howard Hubert.
Howard. Howard.
St. Joan of Arc Grand Knight, Corbett Taylor. Past Grand Knight, Mike Durst from St. Joan of Arc, and Gary Anderson from St. Paul's.
Welcome. Welcome. It's great to have all of you gentlemen here. We're so happy to have you. And in fact, this hour is going to be kind of special because it's going to be very knights focused, let's say, because we've got a couple terrific clips coming up from Carl Anderson, who is the Supreme Knight. And I'll tell you, it's just a deeply impressive guy. But this is also a very exciting hour because we have a dollar-for-dollar match on all pledges for the next hour. So we, once again, just encourage you to make the phone call to 614-459-4820. That's 614-459-4820. Or go online to stgabrielradio.com. And make your pledge, because every dollar that you donate this hour is doubled.
That's correct, Kevin. Our goal this hour is 20 pledges, and we have an anonymous donor, that's a Knight of Columbus, that's going to match $50 for every pledge by a Knight of Columbus in the amount of $50 or more.
Nice.
And also, he's going to match any, he's going to put in $250 for every council donation of $250 or more.
Oh, fantastic. So there's a challenge right there.
And we'd like to kick things off from Council 10765 at St. Joan of Arc with a pledge of $500 to start things off.
All right. Fantastic.
So that really equates to $750 since we have a $250 match on that pledge. And we'd like to I'd like to encourage all the councils to kick in at this point in time, and all the brother knights out there to reach deep in your pocket and feel the Spirit of the Lord moving you, and send in a pledge. You can call 614-459-4820, or you can go to stgabrielradio.com. But it's easier just to call 614-459-4820.
Fantastic. Corky, while we're at it, we have two gift pledges, and we have a sustaining new gift for us. Actually, we have two of them. So this goes on with, I'll give those to you, Gary, and that, so you can keep track
Gary,
of where we are.
Gary will give us an update here. I guess we can't quite call him an angel, can we? But he's a great guy, so go ahead, Gary. Give us an update.
I never expected to be fitted with wings, Kevin, so you know how it is. But I'm glad to be here. Yes, indeed. We just started, and already a couple of new sustaining members. We had Corbett from St. Joan of Arc, a new sustaining member. Also, a name that may ring a bell with Kevin here, a certain gentleman by the name of TJ, his son.
Nice.
New sustaining member.
Good
and
job,
that's
TJ.
That's in honor, by the way, of you.
Awesome.
And your wife, Kayla.
Kathy. His wife is Kayla.
His wife is
That's
Kayla.
Awesome.
Your wife is Kathy. That's right.
Thank you, TJ. I appreciate that.
And we also have a multi-year sustaining member. That would be Kate from St. Cecilia in Columbus.
All right.
So way to go, Kate.
Thank you, Kate.
And again, some gifts. Patrick. Thank
member.
You, sustaining
yep.
member.
Mm-hmm.
And from St. Joan of Arc. And you just announced a couple of other ones
yes.
a minute ago. And I'm going to put out a challenge.
Go for it.
The Greater Columbus Chapter. I know we've got some Brother Knights listening right now. There's the challenge. We need you guys to check in at 614-459-4820. You listening, guys? Call in now. 614-459-4820 or, of course, stgabrielradio.com.
Thank you so much, Gary. That's a great update. And boy, have we gotten off to a terrific start here. But as Patrick reminds me, there is an even better way to start. And that is that we should start our hour here with a prayer. So if you wouldn't mind, I'll lead my favorite prayer as a convert. In the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Kevin, do you know today is the feast day of St. Matthew?
I actually did not know that.
And in his gospel, chapter 9, Jesus said to him, follow me. Two very simple words that can change our lives. St. Matthew is also the patron of those who work with finances.
As so, he should be. That's right.
Let's ask St. Matthew to pray for us today.
And there are, of course, now, Patrick, I'm a finance guy by background and continue to be. But I have to tell you, a lot of those types of people right now are driving home. And I think that this is a perfect opportunity to plant the seed that if you are heading home after a long day, this is a wonderful opportunity to give back in a way that will actually, in some ways, make you a better person. You know, I mean, this God can't be outdone in generosity. And if you contribute to the evangelistic efforts of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, you are cooperating in God's work in a way that is very profound and that invests in other people. So we invite you, call 614-459-4820.
Beautiful, beautiful. I know that people are in on 71 or 270 or 315. We're not asking you to use your phone and text. That's against the law. But call us. People are there waiting to hear your voices. We need your help to keep this station on the air and providing us with the programs that reinforce our Catholic faith.
That's fantastic. And I was just handed a pledge from a dear friend of mine, Dr. Will Turek, who's from OLPH in Grove City. And so thank you, Will. That's wonderful. You give a lot to this radio station, and we know that your heart's in the right place, and we appreciate you making this sacrificial gift.
So we're ready for the first clip?
We are ready for the first clip from Carl Anderson on charity.
Are you seeing this sort of not only civic involvement from your members, but also the ability to still engage in great philanthropic work?
Well, I think we have many, many men who take the principle seriously, charity, unity, fraternity, and it's the unity that links to charity, so that the more you get involved in works of charity, and nothing wrong with writing checks, for I'm not talking about writing checks, I'm mm-hmm. talking about picking up a crippled child, putting her in a wheelchair, and seeing the look on her face. You have that experience? You want to continue to do that. You help a Haitian child who's an earthquake victim. I mean, when I was in Haiti, I met a young woman who lost legs, and every member of her family was killed. And yet she was deeply spiritual, thanked God for us giving her a wheelchair. Now you imagine what her life is going to be like in a place like Haiti with no family members and missing a leg. right? So her faith, her way of being, and if anybody had reason to be down in the dumps,
right?
But she wasn't. I mean, it's inspiring. And when you do more of that, you see that there's an exchange between people who give material gifts and people who give spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a fantastic clip. That's a powerful story that Carl Anderson tells about this woman down in Haiti. So, Gary, you want to pick it up?
That's just one of many things that the KFC is out internationally, actually, doing these days. In fact, we were involved in the relief efforts for the Typhoon Haiyan that hit the Philippines a few years ago. Of course, the flooding in New Orleans not too long ago. And one of our major endeavors right now is the Christian refugees in the Holy Land. We're very, very active in support of them. And you can be sure right now our Supreme Council is discussing ways to aid the hurricane victims in both Houston and also in Florida. Of course, what's just happened to our, and we have many, many Brother Knights and their families down in Puerto Rico. Supreme Knight Anderson also mentioned the wheelchair initiative. We're providing wheelchairs all over the world for people. One of many, many things that we do, not only here in the States, but around the world. That's pro-life, of course. That's one of our major programs.
It's a fantastic ministry. I mean, what a story that, you know, this woman lost her entire family and a leg, and you guys provided a wheelchair. And at the same time, he talks about it's more than just, you know, writing checks is very important, but being able to engage directly with people it takes it to another level, doesn't it?
And something else near and dear to our hearts, of course, is that pro-life cause. And the ultrasound initiative is what is really having a great effect as far as preventing abortions. Because we know internationally, especially here in the States, with these machines that the KFC is providing free for pregnancy care centers, we know that those women, pregnant women, approximately 84-85% of them that have an ultrasound will change their minds and have that baby. Here in Ohio, we're up to, Kevin, what?
36, I think.
36. I think order-wide, we're over 700 now. Mm-hmm. So this is a major effort of ours. Of course, Respect Life Month is coming up in October, and our councils will be active in many, many different ways. And there's already planning going on for the March for Life in Washington on January 19th, the 45th annual March for Life.
Thanks, Gary. Great job. Catholic radio helps bring men to Christ. So it helps bring men to the Knights, and that's my job as state deputy, to bring more men to the Knights. And certainly here at St. Gabriel's Radio, we appreciate the time, and we're hopefully we can help them deepen their commitment to both faith and service, all of our Knights. I'm proud to say that many Knight councils already provide assistance, especially financial assistance, to St. Gabriel Radio. And by the way, that number is 614-459-4820. And as a program that does such a fine job of supporting our faith, we encourage all councils to continue their support or consider adding AM 820 to their list of charitable causes to support. Additionally, councils should also find out about any volunteer opportunities here at the station. Knights are hard workers. Lastly, make sure to include St. Gabriel Radio in your outreach to parishioners and Catholics within your community. The Knights do great work in our diocese, and I'm sure that many of our projects and activities would be of interest to your listeners.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Kevin. This is such an important thing because, you know, what I love about the Knights of Columbus is I do a lot of writing and speaking about conversion, you know, and what you guys do, it's the fruits of conversion. It's taking that conversion and then putting it into action, you know, and it's such a powerful witness because through your work, just like through the work of St. Gabriel, you're able to impact so many lives. And I think that's a wonderful witness.
Well, Pope St. John Paul II, let me correct that, called us, Kevin, the strong right arm of the Catholic Church. And that's exactly what we are. We're out there in the front lines, wherever the need is, and not just Catholics either. Wherever the need is, whomever is in need, the KFC is out there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I'm very happy to see that we are off to a strong start on this hour. We have 8 pledges so far towards our goal of 20 for the hour, and it looks like more are coming in.
I have some more, Kevin. I have a one-time pledge from Deb, and she has done this in What she likes best about St. Gabriel Radio is, of course, Father Ricardo, who is very popular. Also, Father Larry, and all the great information that she receives from 820. We also have Gregory and Dory from Our Lady of Peace in Columbus. These are multi-year sustaining members. Mary and Ed from St. Andrews in Columbus. We have a leadership gift and company matching from Dennis. And
thank you, Dennis.
Because St. Gabriel feeds me spiritually, keeps my faith strong.
Let's hear it.
Fantastic.
And we also have a one-time gift from Josephine and Eric, and also from Matthew, a one-time gift.
Thank you.
Those
so
one-time
much.
Gifts, just keep them coming in. Call in 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com. It's easier just to call 614-459-4820.
That's right. And this is a great time of day to do that. There are a lot of people in their cars right now listening to this program, the False Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. And we just invite you to engage with this station. We hope that you are able to hear things on this radio station on a regular basis that touch your life at exactly the right time and in the right way. This is, at least in my experience, this has been a way that the Holy Spirit speaks to me, because I just can't tell you how many times I flip on the radio, hop in the car, and all of a sudden there's something there that I just needed to hear for that day. Have any of you guys experienced
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, Kevin. Yeah. In fact, Mother Angelica, I used to love her 10 o'clock show she had, 10 a.m., said something a few years ago that really resonated with me, because I've been so active outside with the KFC and pro-life causes. Well, my beautiful wife, Jackie, is so involved. She's the Mary in the family in the Third Order Carmelites, and I'm more like the Martha. And Mother Angelica said something that really resonated with me. She said, rather than do, just be until his will is revealed. Now, what that did to me, it said, wait a second. Stop trying to force my own will and sit back, live my life, do what I'm supposed to do, and let his will be manifested.
Yeah.
So that really resonated with me,
huh,
to your point there.
Isn't that powerful?
What? The other thing about it, Kevin, is that, as you mentioned, the programs are so strong on this station. The Sunrise Morning Program, of course, Father Ricardo, Teresa Tomeo, Father Richards, some of the night programs. They meet people where they are in their faith journey.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone is a priest or a deacon, but people are yearning for a deeper love for our Lord.
Right.
And this station provides that.
And Patrick, I think that's a great point, because, you know, the thing that strikes me is it doesn't matter who you are. There's something on here for everybody. You know, Father Larry speaks a lot at men's conferences, and boy, is he ever a challenge, right? When some of the time when he gets wound up, man, he'll just give it to you between the eyes, and he'll tell you where you need to change and where we need to be challenged. And that's a beautiful thing. But there are also things for moms. You know, there are things for people just from all walks of life in the programming. The Sunrise Morning Show, I love. And of course, you know, Teresa Tomeo. I've never had anybody say, I don't like Father John Ricardo. There are just so many powerful programs that can really shape who we are. And again, give us the right frame of mind for the day, and sometimes exactly the right thoughts that we need to hear.
And we don't talk about the mission of St. Gabriel enough, which is to provide quality programming that is faithful to the teachings of the church and presented in a way that inspires conversion of the heart and deepening of the faith.
Yeah.
We all are praying for people who have lost their faith one way or the other.
That's
whether
right.
It's a coworker, whether it's a friend, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's our own family.
That's right.
So we have to continue to pray and encourage them to turn on these programs. They don't have to listen to the whole entire program. 15 minutes, a little snippet, and it changes your thought processes, your thinking, and saying, wait a minute, maybe I need to do something with my life.
Yeah.
And that's very important.
That's exactly right. You know, I think a lot, again, about conversion. And, you know, conversion in a certain sense, when I was a kid growing up in a non-Catholic environment, it was all about giving your life to Christ and making a decision. And there was something good about that, very good. But what I also learned is that it's also a process. And these types of things happen over and over and over again, because it's really a daily sort of thing where we need to turn our hearts to the Lord and make sure that we are, in the words, I think, of St. Jose Maria Escriva, docile to the Holy Spirit, you know? And I just love that way of thinking, because there's so much richness to that. And it really allows us to live lives that are worthy, hopefully. You know, not that we're ever going to reach perfection, but there's so much power in the ability of the faith to shape our lives. So that we get to the end, hopefully we can say, our friends can say, that was a life well lived, and hopefully God can say, welcome, good and faithful servant.
And another thing that you mentioned, you talk about conversion, Kevin. Like you, I'm a convert, and I find the St. Gabriel's invaluable resource just in the teachings of the faith. The RCIE classes were wonderful, but in the short period of time there, you just can't grasp what the cradle Catholics have learned all their lives,
right,
as far as the sacraments and the teachings of the faith itself. So it's every time I turn it on, there's something that that I receive that just helps me understand more of why I'm staying here
in
Catholic faith.
That's a great point too, because I've had a lot of people come to me and say, you know, converts make the best Catholics. And I say, you know what? I don't think that's the case. I actually think, you know, converts come to the church and we have a lot of enthusiasm because we've discovered something that's incredible, you know, and we look at it and we say, man, this is awesome. You know, this is the most incredible thing ever. And at the same time, our cradle Catholic friends really have, you know, imbibed the culture in ways that we may never get to. So in my view, we need one another. You know, there's a mutual encouragement that needs to take place. So, and mutual encouragement is part of what we're here for this afternoon. We need your encouragement, and we would love for you to call 614-459-4820.
And Kevin, we have a call. We actually received a call from England.
Wow.
For a for a sustaining member. Actually, it's Dennis.
He called
from England.
Bill.
Oh, it's Bill.
Bill's in England.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's in England. Okay. This is Bill. Yes.
Bill.
He's a Knight of Columbus, and he's in England right now, but he called in to make a pledge.
Fantastic.
Become
Thank
a sustained
you,
member.
Bill. That's awesome.
And Good we have job. Two others as well. We had Deborah from St. Joan of Arc. Thank you, Deborah. That one-time gift. And she mentions how she's always learning something from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Well, that's great. That's what we're here for. And that's why we need everybody to call in or go to the website, stgabrielradio.com. We need you to support this. It's listener-supported, so we can carry on the mission, as you're hearing over this past week here. And every day at St. Gabriel Radio, we need your support. So please call in 614-459-4820. But Deborah, thank you for that gift. And also Carmen and Marjo, I believe that's the correct pronunciation, hopefully.
Yep.
Forgive me if it's not. Carmen and Marjo, they're from Holy Spirit Parish. They're already a sustaining member, Kevin, but yet they've kicked in another gift. Wouldn't that be great if we have existing sustaining members following the lead there?
Fantastic.
And on that note, if you're stuck in the car on 315 or 270, again, Brother Knights, listen up. We have a challenge for you, particularly the members of the Greater Columbus Chapter. Please call 614-459-4820 and make a pledge, make a gift, hopefully become a sustaining member, in honor of the unborn child most in danger of abortion.
Mm-hmm. And if they do that, then we have a... And anonymous donors, we mentioned at the top of the hour, we have an anonymous donor who's a knight that will donate $50 for every knight that makes a pledge above $50. And for any council that donates $250, he will also, or more, he will also donate $250.
Wow.
So get
nice.
Out there, get on the phone,
Fantastic.
Call 614-459-4820.
So we have a dollar-for-dollar match and then some.
Wow.
And
that's
thankfully,
awesome.
we've got Mike here from St. Joan of Arc,
right.
who's going to talk to us a little bit, too.
Well, I'll tell you, both Gary and Patrick mentioned the mission of AM 820, and I think it parallels, I was thinking of this today, it parallels the mission of the Knights of Columbus, encompassing the vision of our founder, Michael J. McGivney, over 130 years ago, of bringing Catholic men closer to their faith. And as Patrick mentioned, also, the programming inspires conversion of heart and a deepening of faith. From hearing the talks by Father Larry Richards and John Ricardo, Dr. Ray, oh, it's awesome, and our own Bishop Campbell is here often. It encourages and inspires us to press forward with our initiative of building the domestic church in our homes, parishes, and community. And a little bit about St. Joan of Arc and what we do up there. Of course, Patrick, you know, it's hard to predict the future, but if you were to take a guess, what you'll be doing in 148 days from now, what do you suppose that would be? Well, I'll tell you, Patrick will be seating about 1,000 customers at the first fish fry of the Lenten season.
Oh boy,
yep, it's coming again to parishes all over the diocese, and I would take this moment to make a shameless plug for the best fish fry in Central Ohio at St. Joan of Arc and Powell. And you'll hear more details when you listen to AM 820 in February, I'm sure. St. Gabriel Radio, as Gary mentioned, is a nonprofit lay organization which relies on listener support, and we would really appreciate you calling in. And if you're a knight, acknowledge you're a knight. Its phone number is 614-459-4820. Thanks.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Mike. The other thing that we should mention is there are gifts associated with sustaining memberships. If you pledge $20 or more per month, you get a copy of Breaking Open the Bible, which is a terrific book through Magnificat. And a leadership gift of $1,000 or more, you get both that book and Heaven Starts Now by Father John Ricardo, which I have not read yet, but I just have to believe is a phenomenal book because I love listening to him every day. So once again, please call 614-459-4820. And boy, this is the hour. If you are a Knight of Columbus, this is the hour that you want to make that call.
I know, as Gary mentioned, there's a lot of you stuck on 315 or 270 out there. You have cell phones, you got hands-free in your car, so jump on the radio, call 614-459-4820.
That's right. And, it, you know, the other thing that I want to talk about is just remember as well, it's not just about money, it's about prayers. So we would just ask that that you remember to pray for the station and pray for the people who are listening, that that their hearts be open and that they're just willing to listen to what the Lord has to say to them today. We're also going to hear a little bit more of not just what the Lord has to say, but what Kevin has to say, too. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I'd like to take this opportunity. Certainly one of the main people that's brought the chapter around is Mark Steele. And I know Mark's listening because I know he's a dedicated knight. But without Mark and his involvement with the chapter over the years, I don't think we'd be anywhere as far as our support. And I just want to take this time to thank Mark for all he's done and what he's going to do. I understand he was just here yesterday or today talking. So, yeah, but keep it up, Mark, and stay well.
Fantastic. Thanks, Kevin. The other thing is we also want you to call in because even just by calling in, you will be entered into a drawing that we're going to have for a beautiful Our Lady of Fatima statue. And I don't know if you guys have seen this before. I've got one in my house that we brought in when we did the enthronement to the Sacred Heart, which is a wonderful thing. And of course, that's another program with Chuck and Joanne Wilson and Father Stosh Daly that is very, very worth listening to. But you don't have to pledge anything. Just call in, and your name will be entered in that drawing.
Speaking of prayers, Kevin, we are asking for prayers as we start on Saturday planning 3,300 crosses in the front lawn at St. Joan of Arc in Powell.
Wow.
This is for the aborted born in the United States every day. It's coming out of Cincinnati. The gentleman is 77 years old who's providing us with the crosses. He's been doing it for 22 years in Indiana, Kentucky, and Southern Ohio. So if money is an issue with you right now or you can't give us a gift, give us your prayers for this station and the unborn. It is so, so important. Gary talked about it earlier, but these are the kind of things that need both. We need financial help to keep this station alive and presenting the type of programs that enrich us tremendously as we grow in faith together.
That's right. Well, and I think we have another update.
Yes, Gary. We have. We have a few here. First of all, another sustaining member apparently heard the appeal, and they've made another gift.
Nice.
That's Mark from St. Joan of Arc. Of course, St. Joan of Arc is hot today.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
And then we're going across the state. We have Earl, who is from Immaculate Conception up in Willoughby. I guess that's a Cleveland suburb.
Wow, yeah, it is.
Yes, sure.
They've also made a one-time gift. We appreciate that, Earl.
Thank you.
Also, Pete from, three guesses, St. Joan of Arc. That is a one-time gift as well, and it's in honor of, that cannot be in honor of Patrick McCarthy. A response to you, Patrick. It's a response to you. We appreciate all of those, and we're still looking for more. Again, Brother Knights, we need you to call in. Respect Life Month is coming up. How about a gift in honor of the unborn, as we mentioned before? 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, we're getting gifts from all over the place. So we got one from England this hour. We've gotten them from all over the state. And we've gotten certainly a lot from St. Joan of Arc. So we'd love to hear from the rest of the parish there. You guys are on a roll. And now we're joined by Howard, who another knight from St. Peter's.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a little bit embarrassed here, guys. St. Peter's, we're better than that, letting St. Joan of Arc get ahead of us. But we'll give it a start.
Sounds like a challenge.
As our as a Grand Knight, I'm offering the $250 council gift to St. Gabriel's.
All right. Thank you so much.
There we go.
Which as we know, will be matched, $250 yes, by right. the anonymous knight donor. So, excellent.
Fantastic.
The importance of, I've been asked to speak about the importance of the Catholic radio to our parish and community. Only way I can say is that I see a lot of magnets on cars in the parking lot in Mass at church. And in our council, I know there are a number. And I'm expecting to hear from a couple of you guys out there who told me you were going to be sending in your gifts. But I just thought, we do have the Knights here, and there's a lot of people that are not totally familiar with the Knights. And I just thought I'd take a few minutes of specifically, well, the Knights, it's all about fraternity, unity, and charity. And charitable events is what the Knights exist for, as well as, and there's six different activities that we get involved in. One is for church, helping the pastor, prayer vigils and things like that. Another one is for community, blood drives, Veterans Association, veteran participation. Another is council, where that's the fraternity. We have golf outings and lunches and things like that for our council, as well as the prayer. And then culture of life. We have participated in the particularly the ultrasound machine. We have not yet bought one, but we are contributing regularly to make that happen. And then family, obviously a very important issue. And the Catholic radio pushes that strongly, but number of events with family, drawing the family together, not only in prayer, but outings like going to the state capitol, going to an OSU hockey game or some things like that. And then youth. And the youth, we really spend time for, like I'll say, kindergarten through maybe 6th, 7th grade, depends on where middle school goes. There's activities like the Easter egg hunt, which is very popular at the St. Peter's, and breakfast with Santa, but then also to the high school and middle school kids, have some prayer breakfasts and distribute Bibles to the seniors. But the importance of the radio is I've become more familiar with just very recently, but to the parish and the community, it's valuable. And look, we need the we need those gifts, guys. And the number to call, 614-459-4820. 20. Again, 614-459-4820.
That's right. Well, so far, we've gotten a strong start on this hour. We're at 14 gifts towards our goal of 20. So the Knights are crushing it. Thank you guys so much. And we're going to go to a break.
This is Colin Donovan, host of EWTN Open Line Friday. I'm privileged to be part of the new evangelization through Catholic Radio and to invite others to share in that mission and apostolate. You know, Catholic Radio has the power to lead others to the truth of Christ and of the Church, to the sacramental life and the devotional life, which is available to and familiar to Catholics. Help those in the Church become better aware of the influence of an increasingly toxic culture with its influences on us, on our families, and on our fellow citizens. Thanks to EWTN, this program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like EWTN Open Line every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic Radio. Please prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Edgewood Home Maintenance, specializing in new residential construction, remodeling, and handyman services. Online at edgewoodhm.com. That's edgewoodhm.com.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. My dad started Miracle Motor Mart in 1989, the year I was born. Miracle has been a big part of my life ever since. Whether it was washing cars as a teenager or selling them as an adult, I now am a sales manager, and Miracle is an extension of my family. I truly enjoy all the people that I work with, and I love helping customers purchase their cars, trucks, and SUVs that they can enjoy driving. We pride ourselves on great prices, quality vehicles, and we have financing for all situations, and interest rates as low as 1.9%. With 350 vehicles on our lot at all times, we have something for everyone. Please call my personal number at 614-774-2287, and I'll work hard to bring you into our Miracle family. Call me today at 614-774-2287.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Fortner Upholstering, family-owned and operated, providing quality craftsmanship and custom-ordered furniture. Online at fortnerinc.com.
John, a St. Gabriel Radio listener, told us, "I was a zombie, plodding through life, doing and pursuing what the world told me would make me happy. Then a bumper magnet prompted me to listen to AM 820, which in turn got me back on the road to the church of my upbringing. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio works. It gives the truth to souls all over Ohio. Make a difference this week and support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive, and we are having a great time here with a studio full of Knights of Columbus. We also have lots of great reasons for you to call in. Please call us 614-459-4820. That's 614-459-4820.
And I'd like to remind all the listeners out there, especially all the Knights out there, for any donation over $50, we have an anonymous Knight donor that will match that for any council that pledges $250 or more. Then he will also match $250 for each council pledge that's out there. So I'd like to challenge all the Knights that are driving around out there or just now got home to jump on the phone, call 614-459-4820 and make that pledge. Also, I'd like to mention at this point in time, one of the most valuable things that we have with our council is our Ladies Auxiliary, who do tremendous work helping the Knights at St. Joan of Arc. So I'd like to challenge all the members of the Ladies Auxiliary also to call 614-459-4820 and make a pledge to help us out. We're well on our way to the goal of 20. We'd like to just bury that.
Fantastic.
This hour.
You may not get dinner tonight.
I'm buying dinner. My wife's the president of the auxiliary. So.
You know, as usual, it's a bunch of guys in the studio. We need the women to help us, right? They're such an important part of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and, of course, of keeping this rolling. So I'd like to go now over to Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. I'd like to make a challenge out there and like to make a donation or a gift, I'm sorry, of $250 from Council 2898.
Can't miss. Nice. Thank you.
So I'd like to challenge all the other councils out there within hear my voice to go ahead and donate $250 from your councils. Thank you.
All right.
And in particular, Westerville Council 5676. I have not seen, have we seen anybody from 5776 yet? 5776. Anybody yet?
Nope.
There's the challenge. Come on, guys. There's the challenge. But it's time for the Angel Wings. A little update here. We have a leadership gift.
Whoa.
And in fact, his name is Anthony. He is a brother knight and sir knight. He's from St. Andrew Council. Very, very nice. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
In addition to that, we have Steve and Kathy from St. Mary Parish. We want to thank them for a very nice one-time gift. And finally, Gary. That would not be me. Gary from St. Peter. Howard, there you go. He also made a one-time gift. Thank you, everybody. 614-459-4820. Let's get those phones ringing. 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And by the way, Kevin, I want to mention real quick, some people have asked me before, what can we do to help out at the station? I talk to Bill quite often. I know that's the question he gets. Something as simple as that bumper sticker. I have so many people that come up to me on my job. I'm in a real estate position. People will comment on that when they take them out, and they'll see the bumper sticker in my car, and they'll mention it. It's a conversation starter. Now, if I have these people who actually mention that to me, can you imagine how many people out there on the road are seeing these bumper stickers, going to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and perhaps even becoming full-time lifelong listeners?
That's right. And there have actually been people who have converted and become Catholic as a result of starting to listen to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and after they've seen a bumper sticker out on the highway. So it really is an important evangelistic outreach. And it's a way that, you know, I mean, the whole notion of people beating one another over the head with Bibles or things like that, that's not evangelization. You know, really, evangelization is inviting people to something that we have been given as a gift that is real and profound and shapes every aspect of our lives. You know, this is the beauty of the faith that we've been given.
Yeah, you can join AM 820 in the radio evangelization, the mission of AM 820, and give by calling 614-459-4820. Make a gift in honor of a memory of a loved one or someone who's impacted your faith journey, a family member, a friend, a priest, a deacon, or a teacher. You've got about 15 minutes, so we really need to get those donations in here, those calls in here now. Or if you're sitting in by your computer, you can go to stgabrielradio.com. It's real easy. I did that today, so it's an awesome way to do that. But, you know, one measure of a person I always think, and when I meditate after maybe I've listened to a little bit of the radio station here, is is how do I spend my time and how do I spend my money? I think those are two very, very important things that we need to consider in our lives, and we need to take stock of that. You know, a lot of times we'll take our blood pressure and we'll take our pulse and we'll take our temperature and things like that, but we really need to take time to think about how do we spend our time and how do we spend our money? What better way can you spend your time and your money by enlightening your faith? And you can do that by listening to AM 820.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Mike. My name is Kevin Lowry, and you're listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, the Fall Spirit Drive. And this is a very special hour, I have to say, because I'm joined in the studio with a bunch of great guys. They're all Knights of Columbus, and we have a very special opportunity here in that every dollar that we raise during this hour is matched fully. One for one.
Right.
So we are up to 17 gifts this hour on our towards our goal of 20. So please keep it coming. Call 614-459-4820. That's 614-459-4820. If you're on your way home from work, if you are a Knight of Columbus, if you are in one of these wonderful parishes that have just been lighting up the phone lines, please give us a call now.
Kevin, I'm waiting to hear from my cronies and my our faithful people who go to 8:30 Mass. We have a group there that they know we're on the radio today. So if you're out there, folks, from I know a couple of you have called, and I thank you for that. But the folks at 8:30 Mass at St. Joan of Arc, we'd appreciate your help, along with our adoration folks. If you are out there and listening, call in. We're three away from our goal, and we'd love to have your support.
So I think that, Patrick, I'm so glad that you said that, because I think that we should do a bunch of challenges. I mean, one just jumped into my head. Right after this, I am going to a Legatus meeting, which is an organization of Catholic business leaders, and I know that my fellow Legatus members are probably listening to us right now. So please, before the meeting doesn't start until 6 o'clock, guys, so you can pick up the phone and call 614-459-4820 and help support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820.
And I'd like to throw a challenge out to the St. Paul Men's Prayer Breakfast Group. That is a large group, very, very active. We haven't heard from them yet. So Dan and the gang, we'd love to hear from you. Call 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. St. Paul's Men's Prayer Breakfast Group. Pick up that phone.
Same was with the men's club at St. Joan of Arc, which I'm also a member of that. So I challenge all of you members of the men's club at St. Joan of Arc to call 614-459-4820 and make a pledge. We're almost there on the sustaining members, too. There's got to be a couple more nights out there that want to do the sustaining membership. So jump on the phone, 614-459-4820.
And remember, when you call in, you'll be entered into a drawing for both a beautiful Our Lady of Fatima statue, and we have some terrific tickets here for the Ohio State versus UNLV game. So, that drawing, I think, is going to be coming up here very shortly. But in addition, if you do choose to make a membership gift, you can become a sustaining member for as little as $20 a month. And you will receive a book called Breaking Open the Bible by Magnificat. And in addition, for a leadership gift, which is $1,000 or more, you'll get both that book and one called Heaven Starts Now by one of the most popular personalities on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and that's Father John Ricardo. So please pick up the phone and call 614-459-4820.
Let's cue the harp. Two more gifts. Okay, we want to thank David. David's from St. Andrew Parish for a very, very nice one-time gift. Thanks so much, David. And it's in honor of all deceased members of Council 11275 at St. Andrew Parish.
Oh, beautiful.
Way to go, David. And then there's Kathy. Kathy, thanks so much for your one-time gift as well. It is in honor of Jill, who has helped me on my spiritual journey. So thanks to both Kathy and Jill.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very good.
Don't forget the RCIA folks. They are doing, the sponsors are doing wonderful work with the candidates. So if you're out there and you're in the RCIA program and you're listening to Catholic radio every day, it only strengthens your faith.
That's right.
It enriches you. It helps you grow through those months. And they are there for you 24 hours a day. So don't miss this opportunity to help and support this wonderful station.
You know, it's funny when you say that. That brings a story to mind. There's I went out and did a speaking engagement out in Kansas a couple of years ago and met just a really wonderful guy who was very open to the faith but wasn't Catholic. And he is right now in RCIA and is calling me every week or so just to say, hey, here's what's going on in RCIA. You know, what do you think? And I got to tell you, it is such a joy to accompany this guy down his journey, you know, the path of his journey, because he's truly desiring that closeness of the relationship with God that we enjoy as Catholics through the sacraments. And, you know, for him, and I know just like for me, before I came into the church, there was really this discovery that the sacraments aren't an impediment. You know, this is something that's very real, and it marks a transition. It's not the abandonment of faith that I was really worried about. It's more the fulfillment of it. And so it's just such a joy now to be able to share that with other people. And that's one of the things that I love about St. Gabriel is that, you know, it enables the sharing of the faith in a very profound way, and even in ways that does invite some of our dear non-Catholic friends and family members. Corbett, have you had the same experience?
Well, I have, and it's interesting that you bring this up. When we converted, it was almost a catastrophe. I was raised Pentecostal, but I found, as you have through the journey and through Catholic radio and through the education I get here, it's a fulfillment of my faith. It's a strengthening of my relationship with our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and it's an amazing journey to be on. And it's a continuing journey that hopefully when it ends, we're there with him.
Yeah, absolutely. So please, once again, call now. Call 614-459-4820 and become part of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, because this is such an important apostolate. It really is a means of evangelization where we don't necessarily have to be, you know, an apologist like Pat Madrid, who's just so gifted and such an incredible guy. You know, we can have the benefit of some of these amazing people on St. Gabriel who we can listen to every day and be inspired by.
And we'll take a gift of any amount, $50 or $100 or becoming a sustaining member for $20 a month. You'll keep programs such as Morning Glory, which is one of my favorites on the air. It kind of gets me up in the morning. You get to hear some spiritual talking, some prayer, some laughter. You know, it's really a great, great show. So any gift is appreciated. We do a small gift, just thinking about that, at our parish. For all the baptisms that we have, the Knights of Columbus present the mother of each of the children that are baptized a vase with a rose.
Wow.
And a little card. It's kind of thanking her for choosing life.
That's great.
And they're very appreciative. It's not very expensive. It doesn't take much time to do. But there again, it's a small gift, but I think it's really going a long ways to show people that we do appreciate them.
You know, Mike, that's a great point. And I have to say, I was just at a baptism. Some good friends of ours, Brian and Katie, had their baby baptized this past weekend. And every time I go to a baptism, it's really something of a renewal. You know, you just remember how incredible, what an extraordinary gift it is to be Catholic and to, you know, to have the graces of the sacraments and to have the graces of, as we talked about last hour, the friendships that develop within the church, within the Knights, and of course, within the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio family. You know, it's so important.
And Kevin, to see the young people with their families there, taking the time to baptize their children, it's reinforcing that faith is alive. I mean, we have almost 4,000 families in our parish, and wow, to go and have 6 or 7 baptisms a week is just, it's thrilling. And as you said, it's something that we look forward to. Telephone number again in these last couple of minutes. 614-459-4820.
And we are almost at our goal. We've got 19 gifts this hour, and we are looking at a goal of 20. So I think Gary has another update for
us. I'm looking at three in my hot hands right here. Okay, first of all, Jennifer from St. Michael, thanks so much for your gift. We do appreciate that. And she mentions, by the way, she likes Johnette Bankovic's show, Women of Grace. And I got to admit, I'm a closet listener of Women of Grace during that time of day. So there I am. Okay. There's also Bob from St. Michael Parish. Thanks so much, Bob, for your one-time gift. And he wants to say hello to Kevin and Gary. So hello right back at you. And finally, there's a lady up at St. John Newman Parish in Sunbury by the name of Nancy. And I have to admit, this is my sister. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
She's
Nancy.
Upgrading her sustaining membership level.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Great job, Nancy. Thank you so much.
I guess I would feel remiss if I didn't mention that if you're a Catholic man out there and you're 18 years of old and you're not a knight, but would like to join or maybe find out more about the Knights of Columbus, October's our membership drive month, and many councils are holding open houses. So check with your local parish for more information on those, and there's lots of information to be found at the website kfc.org.
Okay, Kevin.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate the time and be able to help out the station here. And remember that number, 614-459-4820. And I think one way the Catholic radio strengthens my faith and the faith of all who listen is its constancy. The fact that it's always there, day or night, available anytime for those who want to learn more about the Catholic faith. Take a moment to be with the Lord and thank Him, His blessing, or ask help or guidance. It's good to know it's always out there, and for that reason alone, it's an important aspect of the Catholic community and worthy of our support. Again, that's 614-459-4820.
Thank you so much, Kevin. That's great. I got to tell you guys, as we sit here, I mean, we're coming up to the top of the hour. We've got just a couple more minutes left to appeal to people to please call and be a part of this important fund drive. We're going to be resuming regular programming at 6 o'clock. We're going to be going to Catholic Answers, which is a tremendous show because it just helps so much for Catholics and others to learn about the faith from people that you can trust and rely upon. But I got to tell you, I love being Catholic. You know, being Catholic is one of the greatest gifts of my life. My wife and I just celebrated 28 years of marriage on this past Saturday, which I'm so grateful for. We converted. We came into the church together. And as a result of that, we have 8 children. It's transformed every aspect of our lives. And so to have the reinforcement of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio every day just contributes to that ongoing conversion and sanctification. So I'm so grateful for for the opportunity to be a part of it. And you can be a part of it too. So please call 614-459-4820.
And we have a winner of the football tickets, Deborah Fondulis.
All right, Deborah.
Is the winner of the football tickets.
Congratulations.
Pledging a big gift here. So
fantastic.
Still just a couple minutes. 614-459-4820.
In the closing minutes of what we have, and it's 614-459-4820, I'd like to thank Bill Messerly for inviting us all here.
Absolutely. All right, Bill. Good job, Bill.
I hope we didn't ruin his reputation enough that he won't invite us back next year.
Bill is a great guy, and, you know, he's been a terrific leader here. I can't tell you, again, how much we appreciate his leadership and how much we appreciate St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Let's try to squeeze this in. I'm happy to say we got a handful of these just handed over to me. We have Tom and Patty from St. Joan of Arc, a large, very nice one-time gift.
Thank you
so much. Terry from St. Joan of Arc, again, another very nice one-time gift. He's out in Pasadena right now, by the way.
Fantastic.
We have Kelly from Immaculate Conception in honor of Deb Dupilka. That's a one-time gift. Thank you. And two more. John from St. Joan of Arc, a one-time gift in honor of Patrick McCarthy. Thanks, everybody.
Fantastic.
Thanks, all you guys.
Nope.
Good job. Make the goals.
I want to say that phone lines will be open for a few extra minutes after 6 o'clock. So thank you very much. Please call in 614-459-4820.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
A pro-life group in Ireland called Both Lives Matter conducted